Proverbs chapter 23. When you sit to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before you, and put a knife to your throat, if you be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich, cease from your own wisdom. Will you set your eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Eat not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire you his dainty meats. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, says he to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel which you have eaten shall you vomit up and lose your sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Remove not the old landmark, enter not into the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mighty, he shall plead their cause with you. Apply your heart unto instruction, and your ears unto the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if you beat him with a rod, he shall not die. You shall beat him with a rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. My son, if your heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yes, my inward parts shall rejoice when your lips speak right things. Let not your heart envy sinners, but be you in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Hear you, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto your father that begot you. Despise not your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The voice of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begets a wise child shall have joy of him. Your father and your mother shall be glad, and she that bore you shall rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let my eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lies in wait as for prey, and increases the transgressors among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has babbling? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? They that tarry long in the wine, and they that go to seek mixed wine. Look you not upon the wine when it is red, when it gives his color in the cup, when it moves itself aright. At the last it bites like a serpent, and stings like an adder. Your eyes shall behold strange women, and your heart shall utter perverse things. Yes, you shall be as he that lies down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lies upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shall you say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again.